Central Orlando Podcast. I'm Nick.
And I'm Melody.
Who wasn't ready.
No.
What a shame. Get into socials, because I'm ready to get into small talk.
Oh, aren't we supposed to do small talk, summary, socials? No?
Okay. I don't know. I'm just a host on this podcast. I don't know anything. Small talk. Do you have any small talk?
The kids passed their swimming test.
They had a test?
Test in quotes.
Oh, what was their test?
They were put into the pool with all their clothes on.
For people who don't understand, all of their normal everyday clothes.
Except technically not their normal everyday clothes. I gave them clothes
that were like heavier.
Heavier than normal.
Okay. So like jeans and like a thick sweatshirt. For Rose, shoes. She had a thick dress.
Yeah.
Okay. For people who don't understand, if you don't have kids, we have a pool in our backyard and we live in Florida. That's natural.
Mm-hmm.
So it's to mimic them falling in the pool so they don't freak out
and
drown. They know how to swim with their clothes on.
They've experienced swimming with their clothes, how to flip over and float.
Yeah.
To swim with the clothes on. Rose did okay. She kind of freaked out for one moment.
Mm-hmm.
But after resetting and trying again, she got it.
That's good. My small talk. We don't talk politics on this podcast because when you go to Universal, that's the last thing you want to hear about. You kind of like try and disassociate from the outside world.
Mm-hmm.
But if you happen to be in Orlando, not the parks, this does not apply to the parks, open carry has been legalized for Florida. I'm only bringing that up so any of our out-of-country listeners or people who might not know this don't go into town and be like, oh, and get startled by the guns. So open carry is legal. It's nothing to be scared about.
That's okay.
Anyways, that's all I'm saying about it. Don't be scared. It's America. It's kind of obvious that it's going to happen. Anyways, bucks.
We do have socials. We're on Instagram and Twitter. You can find us at Another Universal Podcast on Instagram and Another UO Pod on Twitter. Today we're covering
house rankings.
Again.
Because we went through. Recap? Yes. We went through each house 3 times.
Hold on. I can actually check that.
Oh, speaking of that. I will always shout out Holly for this because she is the one I heard on the UO Explorers. They recommended this app called Logride.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Logride, sponsor us. Thank you. DM us if you wanna sponsor. But for now, we will give you a free plug. Until then, pay me, please? No? Okay. Anyways, Logride. You can log all of your Universal Epic Universe, Islands, Studios, and then just a bunch of other parks. Like, mm-hmm. We even found our zoo in Tampa that we go to.
Mm-hmm.
That's on here for some reason.
There's also Lotte World from Korea. Yeah. I got to add that.
But anyways, they also have a tab for haunts. And the only haunt I have on here is Halloween Horror Nights. And I got to accurately log how many times we went through haunted houses this year.
We went on each house at least twice.
Yes. So I'm just going to quickly run through all of the houses that we did and scare zones. Actually, I'm not going to do scare zones because we only marked down once. I felt like it would be kind of stupid for us to mark down every time we walk through a scare zone.
Yeah.
If that's the case, then we walk through each scare zone like 10 times, more than likely.
Maybe. Not Masquerade, unfortunately, because that's kind of in an area that we don't walk through as much.
Yeah, which is unfortunate. We had the best scares in that zone. For me, that was fun. When we get to that, that was a really fun time.
What happened to you in Masquerade?
We'll get to it.
Oh, right. I remember that. Yes. Okay.
Dolls Let's Play Dead. We did that 3 times. El Artista, 2 times. Fallout, 3 times. Five Nights at Freddy's, 3 times. Grave of Flesh, 3 times. Gulkin, 2 times. Hatchet and Chains, 3 times.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I feel like we did it 3, but I only had 2.
Yes. We did Haunt of Haunic 1 time.
Yes. We actually did stop and watch the show.
We watched the entire show.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Universe, 2 times. Nightmare Fuel, we did that 1 time.
Mm-hmm.
Terrifier, we did 3 times. WWE, we did 3 times.
Yes.
Okay. So what are we starting with? Are we starting
food? Also, our count doesn't count our Unmasking the Horror Tour.
Count that because it wasn't, show lights, there wasn't scare actors, so we didn't count that as a full walkthrough of the house. It was cool. It was very fun to see all of the behind-the-scenes type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But.
And we'll probably tap into that later.
Yes. Okay, are we doing hype list first? Are we doing scare zones? Are we doing shows?
I thought we would do food first.
Let's do food first. What is the top of your list?
Phantom Punch.
Is that at the Bridge Fanta Bar?
That's everywhere.
Okay. Did you try it?
Yes.
Oh, Fanta Punch. Yes, I love that drink.
Yeah, I wrote, very good, could have gulped it down if I wanted to, and I nearly did gulp it down. Because it wasn't super strong. It was very punchy.
It's a premixed drink. If you know anything about Universal and Halloween Horror Nights, their premixed drinks aren't that strong.
Which is fine by me.
I mean, you can taste a little bit of the liquor that's in it, but other than that, it was...
I verge on sweet, and...
It was sweet.
Not as strong drinks. I prefer those.
Yeah.
I've learned.
All right.
I did not get my cookie or the pizza skull.
Are you just going down your list?
Or the twisted tater chips. Yes.
Okay.
And then next we got Cursed Carnival, which was busy. Well,
okay, I had wanted to try the strawberry margarita. Didn't get that. That was at the Fanta Bar.
Mm.
It's a strawberry margarita. I don't care.
Okay.
Twisted Tater, we didn't get to try those. Now we're at the Cursed Carnival. Mm. Which I will say, this, I think, was the longest food booth.
Mm-hmm. There is one night where the line was empty for some reason, but...
Well, that was right when we got there. Or it was either that or at the end of the night.
It was a weird, like, oh, their line isn't long.
Oh, yeah, it was at the end of the night. And I think it was Friday, because we were there with Connor. And we were steam walking towards a house.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had 12 minutes to do that house. And we steam walked from the sound stages all the way to Fast and Furious.
Mm-hmm.
And as we were passing the Cursed Carnival food booth, it was empty. I looked at Connor, I'm like, hey, you want to get your mozzarella stick? And he goes, oh, yeah. And I'm like, no, we're going towards a house. That's more important. So we eventually
got... Especially since he was only going one night, we wanted to hit every house that we could, and we, like, barely made it at the end. We got the last, what, four houses?
Well, I'll tell that story now. So we had 12 minutes until 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like the rides. As long as you are in line at 2 a.m., you will get to experience a house. So long as it stays open and there's no mishaps or the house has to close down.
Or, yeah, if, like, the line is too long and they're like, nope, no more people.
Yeah, they'll close that down before the event if it gets way too long.
Because they see do the same thing with rides.
Yeah, you'll see that at Five Nights at Freddy's a lot. But, so we were steam walking towards Jason. We got in line at, like, 8 minutes till or
maybe,
something
yeah.
like that. No, 10 minutes till. Walked through the house. Saw we had 6 minutes to get over to Grave of Flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And we got in line with, like, a minute to spare. And we did that house, and we walked out at like 2:10 in the morning.
Yeah.
That was exhilarating. Anyways, Cursed Carnival. Mozzarella stick, did we try that?
Yes. I just wrote normal mozzarella stick.
Pro
just
tip,
huge.
If you want to try this, if the event is still going on, stay and scream. That's how you're going to try this food booth.
Because
every time you walk by it, the line is like 40 or 50 people deep.
Mm.
And
even daring stay and scream too, but at least...
No, if you get there right at 4 o'clock, because for some reason the food booths are opening at 4 o'clock.
Not all of them.
It was just this and...
Terrifier,
which is probably the two biggest food booths.
They are also kind of the first ones you see when you come into the park.
That is true. But anyways, stay and scream. They have a bunch pre-made, and then they kind of just hand it to you and you walk away. So the line moves fast.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you need a wristband to see this booth, to eat at this booth, because I hid my wristband behind my back, and she took my payment, and they served me, so...
Who knows?
Who knows? Mozzarella stick, what do you think?
I already said it.
Oh.
Normal mozzarella stick.
It's a mozzarella stick. It's big.
Yeah.
If you get it fresh, it has a nice cheese pull.
We didn't get fresh.
We got it semi-fresh. I had one good cheese pull, and I tried to show you, but you're too busy taking a picture. Oh. Then right as you looked up, it snapped.
Yeah, I saw that. Okay. We also got the freakishly long corn dog.
Again, me and Horror Nights do not agree with corn dogs.
Mm. At least you didn't get sick this time.
I didn't get sick this time. Every time I get a corn dog, it's just bad.
It was not crispy.
It was not crispy like a normal corn dog. It was soggy. It was soft.
We were trying to pull it off the stick, and the corn dog just kept trying to fall apart instead.
Like, yeah, oh. We had to resort to eating it with a fork and a knife,
mm-hmm.
which you're not supposed to do with a corn dog. If I had gotten it fresh, I think it would have been a really good corn dog. But again, it's literally just a big corn dog with spicy ranch and bacon bits. You can make that at home. Do I think it's worth the price?
No.
Not really.
It's a
fun experience. If you have a deep fryer at home, it's not that worth it.
Anyway.
Moving on. Cat Lady Booth?
Yes. We have different things for this, I believe.
I wanted to try the Berry Scary.
So did I.
Very good.
Very fruity.
Very fruity.
We got too much ice for this drink.
Yeah, the first time we did get way too much ice. We were using the...
our Blinky Cup.
Our homemade Blinky Cup, which is just...
the souvenir cup.
The souvenir refill cup. And we added two...
Glow ice.
Glow-in-the-dark Blinky ice things.
Mm.
Which worked perfectly.
Yeah.
If you're trying to drink out of it, though, it does blind you.
Yes, it does.
But if you're just looking at it, walking by, it's not too bright. Nobody gets bothered by it. I saw a few other people doing similar things.
We had a really funny experience with that. I was talking about, this is a special thing we're doing. I don't really see anyone doing this.
No, it was
right as I said that. We turned around and we see someone else who had done the exact same thing. I was like, well... Okay.
Well, the reason why I got this idea was from a TikTok of somebody putting in Blinky ice cubes and said, we're making our own Blinky cup.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, I'm going to do that. Apparently, you can get, like, Blinky stickers.
Oh.
And someone put it just, like, on the bottom of the cup.
Interesting.
So that's something to look into. But anyways, Berry Scary. Very good. Berry good, if you will.
I also got the... my word. I got the Flamin' Hot Berea Ramen. It was okay.
I am sad for you, because I saw a post on Facebook where somebody, like, took a picture of it, and there was, like, no broth in theirs.
Oh.
Like, there was a lot of meat, a lot of noodles, a lot of, you know, the side of stuff.
Mine was mostly broth.
Yeah, I looked at yours, and it was, like, a soup. But this dude's, like, you could see everything on top, and then, like, halfway down, you could see just the pool of broth at the bottom.
I also did get the Cheetos on top. The guy who put the Cheetos on got... in trouble immediately afterward, because I think he was supposed to be using tongs or something.
But he just grabbed them?
He just grabbed them. He was also the person who was taking the receipts from people.
Oh.
Yeah. So I was like, don't do that.
Was he wearing gloves?
Yes.
Okay.
But still, you're touching with gloves. It doesn't really matter if you're touching the same things with gloves.
Okay, fine. Moving on.
But yeah, the ramen was okay. The Cheetos got smushy very quickly, and
as you would expect,
it was fine.
What else was that it for that booth?
Yeah.
LRTista next.
Technically, we didn't get this at the booth. We got this from our...
oh, I did get this. I did mark it.
Oh,
the pan con tomata.
Oh, that's not even on my list.
It was basically just garlic bread and tomato pulp.
It was fine.
It was okay. It was
meh. Like, it wasn't...
I'm glad I didn't pay for it.
It was boring.
Moving on.
Artist palette.
Oh, we did get the artist palette.
Which was just...
I'm glad I didn't pay for this.
Yeah. I don't know if... is that the exact same thing you would have gotten at the booth, though? Because that was tiny.
I'm hoping not. Because at the booth, I don't remember the price. I'm hoping it was only like $7.99.
Mm-hmm.
That's my hope. Because if what I got is what you get at the booth, that is it is literally three... tiny little churro sticks with three little dollops of three different sauces. So you had a dollop of like dulce de leche or whatever it's called.
A white cream.
A white creamy one, and then a raspberry.
Ah.
It was good, but I would not pay for that. So I'm hoping it is bigger portions. Moving on. Doll's Booth. PB&J thing.
I ended up eating more of this than you did.
It was so greasy.
Which is why I ate it, because I was like, okay, I'll be fine.
Dude, I bit into it, and the grease just pooled in my mouth.
Well, it is a fried food.
Well, yes. Would I get this again?
But it, soaked in the oil.
Probably not.
I thought the chili, the chili sauce, sweet chili sauce or something like that, that was with it.
Syrup on it.
Yeah, it was supposed to
with
be like a...
chili flakes.
Oh. Yeah. That was good. I liked it.
Very interesting. Anyways, the tendies? They
plain
were just
boring.
Chicken tenders. Chicken tenders.
We got the barbecue one.
Nothing to write home about.
I didn't get my toy box cider.
And I did not get my blood orange creamsicle.
When we debated getting the drink, the line was just too long to consider it, really.
Yeah, and at the time we had already had a drink in our cup. We're like, well...
oh, well.
I'm not going to chug this just to get a new drink.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, Wyatt Six booth.
We got the man slop.
You got the man slop. I tried the man slop at our RIP tour because I had a little mini version of it. I did not like it. I took one bite and I'm like, nope.
When we read it and I questioned the chocolate almond bun, I was like, And then I ate it, and I was like,
yeah.
Because I thought it would be fine. I thought it was just going to be like, it's a weird thing, but who knows, maybe it's actually good. I did not. It had a really weird aftertaste. I did not have a fun time.
I got the carrot cake. This was amazing. This was really good.
I have no notes for it because I just took a bite.
Think of a carrot cake.
Uh-huh.
And then fry it. But it's still nice and moist on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
Not like dried out. It was really good. I would have gotten that again if I didn't have other things to try.
We got the food from Wyatt's and we got one drink. We didn't talk about the drink yet. We didn't get Light the Way.
Mm-hmm.
But we did get the Let Me In.
Yes.
Which I think was the mocktail.
I think so too.
I just wrote some weird lemonade. Orange maybe. Not bad, but not memorable.
Agreed.
Next was the Jason booth, and we
skipped it.
Unfortunately, had no time on our trip to get to it. We tried.
So the way we did food is, as we were walking, if we weren't powerhousing to something,
mm-hmm.
and we passed a food booth that had a low line and it was something we wanted, we just veered off and got it.
Yeah. But unfortunately for Jason, we were always going somewhere, or we already had food.
It was also kind of out of the way for us because we never went on that bridge.
Yeah.
So
unfortunately, we got nothing from Jason.
Clown Cafe, I wanted to try the bloody popcorn. I thought it was at the RIP tour buffet. It was not. Connor got it.
He said too much popcorn. That's the only thing I remember.
He said too much popcorn. Everything else about it was good.
He ended up using the popcorn bucket as a makeshift cup for the rest of the night.
Yeah, for water. I mean, it looked like chicken nuggets with popcorn and marinara sauce, so really okay. Nothing to write home about, in my opinion.
I got the angel wings.
Yes, you did.
They were super messy. Like, super messy.
Yes. Big, though.
They were big. When I got them, I was like, oh. I get, like, wings somewhere else, and they're, like, half the size of these wings.
Exactly.
So they were huge, super messy, but they were so good. I love them, and I tried to take my time eating them, even though I didn't have time, but
Moving on. Fallout?
Yep, Fallout.
I did not know the RIP tour had Cram Tots, so I had already bought the Cram Tots. They were good. I did not expect the tot portion. One, those tots were big.
Mm.
Okay. Probably why they call them kegs. Because they're thick. They were also cheesy on the inside of the tots. I was not expecting that. I don't know if I'm just stupid, but there was no mention of cheese in the tots in the description for this.
I need to look it up.
Possibly. Because I feel that's a little dangerous, because what if someone's lactose intolerant?
Then I'm pretty sure they would have read the menu.
Right, but if they're just going off the app, I don't think the allergen notice is on the app version. Or if they just walk up to the food booth bar, I mean, window, and read off the menu.
Mm-hmm.
And never look at their phone.
Thumbs up chili glaze spam with cheddar tater tot kegs and
cheddar
scallions.
Tater tot, okay. I'm just stupid.
Mm.
I guess I glossed right over that. No, they were really good. I even liked the spam. It was oddly good. Very filling. Would get again if I went back.
Moving on to the other food items. The pickle bucket baked chicken. Oh.
Ew.
This was like the most memorable food to me besides the wings. Because they were so good. They were pickle wedges that were deep fried instead of just pickle chips.
You know we can make that.
Yeah, I know. Well,
what do you mean,
If it's going to be, like, the same fried consistency as the corn dogs, I don't want them.
What do you mean, same fried?
They're, like, soft. I don't want soft. I want the crispy. Anyway.
Yeah, we can make that at home. Okay, we have a deep fryer.
Whatever. And the dip was good. I was just very happy with it. Connor liked it, too.
I didn't try it. I make a good buffalo chicken dip. So.
Another thing that doesn't make sense.
What do you mean it doesn't make sense?
Buffalo. Spicy. Well,
okay, my recipe calls for a cup of Mike's Red Hot, or just any hot sauce, and I usually just do half a cup.
Fine.
And then I think I up the cream cheese.
Moving on.
Anyways.
The deviled eggs. The yum-yum deviled eggs.
I could not pick, so we had these at the RIP tour pre-reception food thing.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't pick it up for the life of me. I got very embarrassed because there was a line forming behind me.
Not a long line, but enough. No, where
this
you
was
start...
after you.
Oh.
When I went back up to get more food.
Uh-huh.
I could not grab it for the life of me. I would pick it up and it would just flop over. And then I would pick it up and then it would start breaking. So I set it down and tried to reorientate the tongs and nothing would pick it up. It got to the point where I just like squished it. And then as I picked it up, it flopped over and the cream like spread on the plate that it was on.
Ew.
I'm like, oh, I just made a mess. And I was the first person to make a mess on this plate.
He was very upset when he learned that I got it just fine.
Yeah, I got back to the table and I see it on your plate and I'm like, how did you get that? Because it looked perfect.
Chopstick skills.
Whatever. I did not like it. It messed with my senses.
Yeah, it was really, like, it's, if it was literally anything else,
mm-hmm.
like not shaped as a deviled egg, maybe I would have, no loud sounds while I'm talking. If it was anything else but a deviled egg, I might have liked it. But because my brain could not wrap around the whole, oh, this is a deviled egg, but it's not. Because even the... Because even the egg part... Stop it!
Okay, now I'm just trying to make you mad.
Even the egg part had the same consistency as a regular egg. So I was like...
The yellow cream stuff on it was really good, though.
Yeah, it just... My brain didn't want to like it.
No.
So.
Moving on.
It was interesting, but.
Radaway.
Ugh.
So, I get this one drink. It is literally just Crown Royal apple with lemonade.
Yes. It's like our most common drink at home, too.
It's really good. It's easy simple. To make. You don't really taste the crown in it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's also apple flavored. It just pairs very well. Apparently you said the Radaway tastes like that, and I didn't really get that.
Mm-hmm.
I also thought it was way too sweet.
I was fine. I loved it.
I ended up just giving it to you.
Yeah.
And then it
took me way too long to figure out how to drink that bag.
Yeah.
Don't drink it out like a straw. You gotta flip the bag over and like have it fall into your mouth.
If you do want to drink it like a straw, it helps if you squeeze it like a Capri Sun.
Yeah, but still, there's a lot of squeezing the more emptier it gets. Yeah. And it's... not worth the effort.
We did not end up trying Quantum, but we did try Dark.
Yes.
That was really good.
Yeah.
I didn't expect them to put, like, nearly a whole bottle of Coke in it. Because I watched her crack open a bottle of Coke and just start pouring. I'm like, oh, I'm getting a whole bottle of Coke. Okay.
Connor's drink, because he went and got it again. His was different.
Oh, the Dark?
Yeah.
Yeah, his, they poured him strong.
Yeah.
Which I found funny. But it was really good. I liked it.
I also wrote that we got a giant blackberry.
Oh, yes, we did.
Two giant blackberries, technically.
And then my favorite booth, FNAF. We tried pretty much everything but the Eggs Benedict sandwich.
I had the Eggs Benedict sandwich.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, remember?
Oh, you did have it.
Because we went there twice.
Okay, fine. How'd you like the sandwich?
It was okay.
Oh.
Yeah, I know, but I wanted to try it, okay? If we weren't going to go to the Jason food booth, at least I got to eat the Eggs Benedict. Because... hey, we didn't go to the Jason food booth, but we went to FNAF twice.
That is true.
Two separate days. Because well, he wanted to go to FNAF again instead of going to Jason because we did have a conversation about it.
So, okay. We got the pizza.
Uh-huh.
It is a ginormous slice of pizza with at least 3 meatballs on it practically.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked it.
Yeah.
I hope they bring that back. Just year round, because if they do, that'll make me go into Louis a lot more. It's so much so that I told Melody, hey, we're gonna make this at home now.
Mm-hmm. We also got the cupcake. I didn't eat much of it.
Your stomach was starting to feel queasy, I think.
That it
was really sweet.
It was not exactly squeezy. Ooh, queasy. Shush. Because I also was eating my Eggs Benedict and I was perfectly fine. It was just it was at the point where I did not want to eat anything sweet.
You didn't
sweet.
Have Eggs Benedict at this point.
Oh, what was
this
I...
was the first time when we only got the pizza and the cupcake.
Oh, right. Yeah, I just was not... I did not want to eat any sweet food at that point. I was like, I'm
yeah, it was
not
late
great.
At night, too. But I liked it. Lots of icing.
Yeah, I just wrote that it was very sweet.
And then we completely forgot that there was a center to this
mm-hmm.
of, like... jam or whatever.
Raspberry.
Raspberry. and I bit into it. I'm like, oh, there's some filling in here. I was not expecting
it. Really threw him off.
Yes.
And also, do we think that's the kid that got
stuffed into the cupcake?
No one got stuffed into the cupcake.
Wait, then how is it alive?
Because it's part of Chica.
But it runs around on its own.
Okay, this is the weird lore part. Because people are like, is there a second kid who's part of the cupcake? Because the cupcake is separated from Chica. My personal theory is that the girl who got killed and stuffed into Chica, the way Springtrap lured her to her death was by telling her, like, hey, I found your dog.
Oh, and you think
so the dog... I think the dog possessed the cupcake.
So did we just eat together. A dog?
Is no, that... it's supposed to be like blood, I think.
Dog blood?
No, just...
Anyways, moving on. Okay. It was really good. I liked it. I ate the whole thing.
And I also got the Chica drink, sour something. I didn't really write good. Down the name.
All right, it was like what was a
last minute decision.
Favorite food item and drink item?
It's hard to say. Because I have like a tie between the angel wings and the fried pickles.
Well, pick one.
Probably the wings. Okay. But that's also, I'm a sucker for wings and chicken and favorite on the bone. Drink. Not chicken tenders.
True. Favorite drink.
Favorite drink? Oh, what was it?
Phantom Punch?
Maybe. I think it was the Phantom Punch.
Okay. Well, mine is the Phantom Punch and my favorite food item was the pizza.
The Berry Scary was also really good.
That was really good.
It was fruity.
Anyways, moving on. What's next?
Our recap of rankings.
Okay, so are we just doing like our pre-hype list?
Oh, like quickly go over what we already said?
Well, actually, so let's start with shows. Yeah. So...
there's two.
Before the event, I ranked my show at Nightmare Fuel at number one and Hauntophonic at two.
Mm-hmm, same.
After the event...
no change.
Same.
We also got the best seats for the Nightmare Fuel.
Oh no, I got the absolute best seat in that house.
Yes, he was dead center. I was
dead center because you have your main stage and then you have that second stage that's in the audience.
I would actually counter that it may not be the best seats in my opinion. Because once people are on that stage, you can't see anything else.
I don't care. They're I don't want to see anything else.
Well, I'm a person who likes to keep bouncing from one act to the other and see what everyone's doing. And also, I'm not as big of a fan of them being right in your face. I'm a bit scared.
Like, it was a little they're going to
fall. And like,
But no, like that stage, it had like a center like scene.
And if they had made any eye contact with me, I probably would have just melted into a puzzle.
Probably.
Like, don't do that.
Anyways, it was a really good seat. We loved the show. Do I want them to bring something different? Kinda, but...
so, at the end of the show...
spoiler warnings.
Yeah, spoiler warnings. Blah, blah, blah. Last year, it was kind of the same premise. Trying to save a girl, but he is unsuccessful because loop-de-loop-de Groundhog Day stuff. This year, though, he actually saves her at the end of the show. I was so happy.
So, hopefully they'll do something new next year.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, moving on. Okay. Hauntophonic. It was cool.
Yeah. It was chaotic.
It was very chaotic.
It felt like they tried to cram as many lights effects as they could into that show, and you're like, sensory overload.
Yeah. It did not draw that big of a crowd.
No.
At least when we went.
It was a lot more cartoony than I thought it would be.
It was a lot more cartoony. Music was okay.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer...
the sensational?
Sensational.
Yeah.
But anyways, moving on. Scare Zones. So before the event, my number one was Cat Lady, number two, Mutations, three, Masquerade, four, Mel's and Club Horror, and five, Origins of Horror.
Are you going to do yours first and then we talk about mine, or how are we going to do this?
All right, I'll start. My new number five is Mel's and Club Horror.
Okay.
So that went down one. I'm not calling this a street experience. Club Horror, yes, that is a street experience. Mel's? That's just a tiny, tiny, tiny scare zone with no set pieces.
And not even really a scare zone, because they were just kind of walking around. Like, it was a little creepy, but they didn't jump in your face as much.
I would classify this as a quote-unquote horde, even though it's only like six or seven scare actors.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was still cool. They were cool looking.
Yeah.
I like the way how they had the trays attached to their hand, and because the way they tilted it, they made it their wrist look broken, and it looked cool.
Yeah.
I also saw some rollerbladers, but they weren't really doing much.
No. All right, what's your number five?
Oh, should I not do my first list?
Oh, yeah, do your first list.
Okay. So first, Masquerade, 2, Toxic 20s, 3, Origins of Horror, 4, Mel's, 5, Cat Lady, and then 6, Party, because that's how I did it. I have a normal 1 to 5 now.
Oh, you combined?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shut up.
Oh.
So my number 5, Party Zone and Mel's as well.
Okay. Same reason?
Yeah, pretty much. I was expecting more from Mel's. I was hoping it would be a show, and all it right. was not.
Yeah. My number 4 is Origins of Horror.
Mm.
It was cool. I liked it.
Yeah.
It was a lot better than last year, where last year was the
chainsaw
square.
People.
It was just a square. Now it's kind of elongated.
Mm-hmm.
So, that was nice.
My number 4, Toxic 20s. I think it was just because I was expecting more. And, the scare actors camouflaged into the crowd a little bit more, so I guess they could have scared. But every time I went through it,
it was
just kind of underwhelming. I don't think we even really got spooked by anything. They just kind of walked around and were like, eh. Like, there was one cool set thing where, like, I saw the actors do, like, a cool little mini show.
Yeah.
But that was it.
Anyways, number 3, Mutations Toxic 20s. I just liked this slightly more than Origins.
Because
there was more to it, more story.
Yeah. For me, we flip-flopped our 3 and 4. Because for me, my 3 is Origins of Horror.
Right. Oh, well, okay, yeah. Probably because of the last night that we went through it.
It was the giant birds.
Yeah, those giant birds were really cool.
They were scary. In the dark, those things are terrifying. You just see a giant bird type thing.
Mm-hmm. I liked it.
And the way they just bent down to...
Dude, they bend down and they get their little, snoots right in your face. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah. They didn't do that to us, fortunately, but we were close.
We were close. And the way they kind of just stare at you as you walk by.
It's so creepy.
It was fun.
And the gargoyles were also pretty cool looking. I like the costumes.
Yeah, those were cool. Number 2 is Masquerade. I like this zone just a little bit less than my number 1, if you're, listening. My number 1
well just do
Cat Lady.
Yeah.
I liked it. So, one of our last times walking through it, we were walking towards the exit of the park, walking through Masquerade, and me and Melody were walking through it, and the zone was a little empty.
Mm-hmm.
So, this one Masquerade lady kind of just came, what did she do, come up from behind us?
I think she came in front.
Yeah, she came in front. Kind of separated us a little and made us walk on either side of her, and she kind of looked at me and cuddled up next to me and then she looked at you cuddled up next to you and then
I shied away.
Yeah, you majorly. Shied no you walked to my side.
Okay I'm better at this.
No, okay, so you shied away but you walked to my other side.
Yeah, because I was like, yeah, no, I need to cower next to my husband.
Yes.
Don't separate us. So I went to his other side.
So she kind of drooped away.
Mm-hmm.
And then reinserted herself right into the middle of us again.
And but this right time, before the big centerpiece.
So I split off to the right. She pushes you to the left.
Not literally push, but
nudges
I could
you in
not
that direction.
Squeeze next to them again. So yeah. I had to completely separate.
And that was funny. I really like that.
And it sucked for me because I was already getting spooked. And I guess the scare actor saw me get separated or something. Because while I'm trying to regroup, I kept getting in. Kept getting scared.
Yep.
Over and over again. Unfortunately, we were not able to record scare zones.
So, what did we say we were going to do that?
Yeah.
So, one of the reasons, this is probably the first time, and this was on our last night.
Mm-hmm.
We had 2 good interactions in the scare zones, only because they were so crowded this year.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't have been good.
No. There wasn't much to record. We didn't really get jump scared by much.
Yeah, we got 2 good scares and 2 different scare zones, the other one being Cat Lady.
Which was more for me, which is why I'll explain it.
Yeah, it wasn't worth recording.
Mm. Anyway, I think it's ironic that you had a more memorable one for Masquerade, but you ranked it lower. That's kind of why I sniggered about it.
No, I just like Cat Lady because of the big set pieces.
Mm-hmm.
The cats interacted with me more in this zone.
Oh, yeah. The cats were, great. And the human part, like the beginning of the scare zone, they didn't do much. But I also thought maybe that's also a thematic thing where the more cat-like they got, the more they interacted with you. So maybe that's why it was like that. They wanted to ramp up the scares the more you got to the house.
Yeah. And then that little tiny, I call it a mini house, where it's just like three little boot holes.
It was fun.
That they built. That was cool. I really enjoyed that.
But for me, my number two is Cat Lady. My number one is Masquerade. Only because I just love the costuming in Masquerade. It was just so pretty to me. That's why I ranked it above Cat. And yeah, because cats were also not nice to me.
Yeah.
For my experience, it was our first night. We were with Connor at this point, and I was telling him the backstory of the scare zone because we were doing it correctly. We were going through, and I was like, okay, notice these are like the trick-or-treaters. Then we move up. Okay, these are like the kids that are slowly turning into cats. And as I'm explaining him the story, I'm like turning and looking at him, and I look forward again, and one of the cats, black cat with a white stomach, was rushing at me, and I freaked out. It was not fun. I was very wary of that cat for the rest of our trip.
That was funny. I enjoyed that. We were eating, I was eating the tendies.
Oh, yeah.
You were finishing the PB&J, and the cat lady little, like, scare zone show that randomly happens was happening. So a couple had just gotten up from, like, these little benches type things where the big trees are. So we just sat down, watched the show, and a cat came up to me and started, like, pawing at my tenders.
Actually, no, they were, like, pointing at the PB&J first, remember? Because it was, like, really getting at me. I was like, you like those more. That's chicken. Leave me alone. Oh, there's chicken.
And then the cat looked at me and started, like, trying to get my chicken. It was really funny.
I guess that's now a thing for us. Scare actors keep trying to take our food.
It is true.
Yeah, that was our scare zone experience.
Yep. And we're back.
Hello. Also, kid woke up, hence why we left abruptly.
I thought you meant just now when I got scared.
Oh, no.
Yes. A child woke up. Now both children are sleeping because it is in the nighttime. So we shall continue our house rankings because that is the next section and last section.
And this is totally not the third time we've recorded that.
Not at all. All right. So before the event, my house rankings were from 1 to 10. FNAF.
Shouldn't we technically do 10 to 1?
Okay, fine. We're doing 10 to 1. My 10 being WWE, then Jason, then Galkin, then El Artista, then Grave of Flesh, then Dolls, Hatchet and Chains, Terrifier, Fallout, FNAF. From 10 to 1.
Great. Do I do mine now, since it's going to take a bit?
Why is it going to take a bit?
Because instead, are we doing, like, your 10, and then we do my 10? Or, like,
no,
because we did that for Scare Zones.
We're just going to ping pong. So now you say your...
then mine.
Okay. You know, your hype list.
My original.
Your original.
Okay. Number 10, WWE. Number 9, Jason. 8, Terrifier. 7, Grave of Flesh. 6, Hatchet and Chains. 5, El Artista. 4, Galkin. 3, Dolls. 2, Fallout. And 1, FNAF.
Okay. Alright, so after going through the houses and experiencing them, my number 10 is Jason. It dropped 1.
Oh.
It's so it was at 9 before.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what's your number 10?
Okay, you know how I said... I told Nick earlier that one of my houses moved big time.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot about this one. This one moved even further.
Okay.
Number 10. Fallout.
Excuse you?
Went from 2 to 10.
Excuse you?
I don't know. This house is just kind of disappointing to
Excuse
me.
Excuse you?
Because all the times we went through it, I didn't really get spooked. I mean, like, yes, I got spooked, but not compared to everything else. I guess the best way I can explain it is that they focused the most on the T60 and then kind of went,
yeah,
on a lot of the other parts of the house.
K- because that's kind of how the show is. It focuses a lot on the T-60.
So to me, the house just kind of felt meh. I was really disappointed in it.
Now I'm disappointed in you.
Like, I'm happy that they put the vault that I really wanted in it. But, like, I don't know. Didn't we also kind of... On our tour, we got a close-up of the axolotl thingy, didn't we? Or was that covered up?
No, we got a close-up of it.
It just looked sad.
Well, yeah, it's a puppet.
I know. But, like, the first time I saw it, I was like, oh, scary. But even in the first time, I was like, okay, it looks like a thumb.
I'm disappointed in you. Anyways, Jason is 10 for me because it was... I'm not that big a fan of Jason and the house. It was cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't feel like watching, what, 11 movies?
That and also, Connor brought up, like, oh, in this one part, you can see all the different iterations of Jason. I was just like, okay.
They all look the same to me.
Every person that comes out is just wearing a mask. That's all I'm noticing.
I will say the only time I had a decent time in this light, like, I had a decent time in every house, but anytime, the one thing that stood out for me for this house was the one time where we got stuck because the line came to a standstill. There's like there's trees next to you, mm-hmm. and there is a Jason boo hole right to your left.
It was our RP tour, so we didn't record it.
Right. And so it came to a standstill, mm-hmm. and there was a Jason just looking at you through the trees.
I hated it.
Like,
so much.
If you took two steps to your left, you would be shoulder to shoulder with him.
Yeah, and it was because it was like the wooded area. Mm-hmm. I just see the scare actor just staring at me from between the trees. I'm like.
And then he comes to his boo hole and kind of just stands in the entryway of it, just staring at you.
I know. I was like, just go away.
It was funny.
Ugh,
anyways.
I got lots of spooks this year and. You'll hear some of them. Well, you did hear some of them. Because that episode should have been posted by the time this comes out.
Anyways, all of these are... After 10, I had a really hard time.
Agreed.
So, number 9, Dolls.
Oh.
Like, I had my number 1 set and I had my number 10 set. Everything in the middle can all be second place to me.
Okay.
So, Dolls, I really liked it. Just not as much as... the rest of the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I gotta say.
Okay.
The smells, though, in this house, ugh, did not like. Not a fan. What smelled like this? Burning plastic.
Oh, well, I mean, that's...
It makes sense.
Understandable.
Your number 9?
For me, another one that you might be mad at me for. Grave of Flesh.
Excuse you?
Only because I felt like that house may have been a little too dark, like...
I can see that.
Light-wise?
Mm-hmm.
Because going through it, it was so hard to see what these characters looked like. And that was supposed to be part of it. That they were supposed to be different types of monsters that were doing different types of tortures.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not easy to see them.
I can see that.
Since also the house was dark a lot, it was kind of hard to see everything in the house. Like, that's true. There was the one dark hallway. That's fine. That's understandable. But... I don't know. It just kind of felt disjointed for the story.
Yeah.
It was like, here's a house, let's push a story onto it.
Yeah.
Which is...
Like, if you didn't listen to the podcast and you didn't read the description of it, you're going to go through that house and be like, what is this?
Yeah. Because even for the grave scene, you have to look
up. Yeah, you have to look up. And not many people look up.
No, because when you're in a haunted house, you want to stay hunched down. You want to look down.
Like, even I had to point up to Connor. I point him, like, look, that's your grave. And then he looked up and he's like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Because it's high above you.
Yeah.
And it's not like it's a big open area either. So it's not like you're looking around. It's a smaller hallway and you have to look up.
Mm-hmm.
But... And after saying that, though, just please remember, we do love all these houses. I'm just giving the not great parts as a reason as to why it's lower than the others. But I still love the house, love the spooky hallway.
Yes.
I love the staircase room. And the one with, like, the scare actor on the ledge.
Mm-hmm.
I love that area, too, because, you know, you're watching the one scare actor and another one can just come out and go, wee.
Pretty much.
So.
Anyways. My number is Grave of Flesh.
8?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Then same I don't reasons. Feel as bad.
Dark. It was a fun house, but.
And then I guess it's another switcheroo for us because my number 8 is Jason.
Okay. Fine. my number. Right?
No, I have give reasons.
Okay, fine.
And the only reason why Jason wasn't so low for me, because I have to talk about it for this house. The long hallway of you just walking through like the bush area. I love that because it made me actually feel like in one of those movies where you're reliving the same scene over and over again. And it was great because like you go through curtains, then you're going between two hedges with Jason popping up.
Mm-hmm.
You go through more curtains expecting a different scene, but nope, you're going through hedges again with Jason's popping up. Go through more curtains, still more hedges, and you're not turning either. You're just going straight through that the entire time.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
And it was really cool.
Anyways, my number 7, Hatchet and Chains.
Okay.
What's your number 7?
Okay. You're not going to talk about what you liked in the house, at least?
It's hard to say what you like when you've only done it 2 or 3 times.
So nothing stood out to you?
I liked the hand through the mouth scare.
Mm. Were you able to see the demon possessing the body
part
silhouette
of it.
Part?
Ugh. That was cool.
It was not pretty. Very gruesome.
No. Got a lot of good scares in here. There's really nothing bad about the house.
A lot other of than scares.
You wouldn't understand because the very last scene you're in an upside down train car.
Oh yeah, that is so hard to tell because it's so dark.
You don't get that when you're walking through.
Supposedly you die, but it's just like you go through a scene where like a guy is standing on a upper thing above you. I think it's chains. And then you're in a dark room.
Well, he throws a dynamite.
Oh, okay. Well, he's doing stuff above you, and then you're in a dark room, and then you're done.
Pretty much.
But, yeah. What number are we on? 7?
Yes.
Dolls.
Okay.
Another one that moved a lot from 3 to 7.
Why?
Only because I feel like Dolls would have been better if we didn't do the unmasking tour first.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because since we did the Lights on Tour, because mm-hmm. that's easier for me to say than unmasking. The Lights on Tour, you could see all the dolls and stuff. So when we first went through the house, I could easily spot the scare actors. Because I was like, you weren't in the tour. I know you're a scare actor and that you're going to jump out at me.
Yeah, I can see that.
So it didn't... It kind of ruined the spook factor a little bit. But, and another thing is, I love the story for this house. Great story.
Good story.
It's just, in some points, it was a little also hard to see. Like, the going That's under true. The bed part. There's no way you can see that without going on the unmasking the horror tour. Because it's another look up,
mm-hmm.
which I didn't look up. I kept meaning to look up to find the bed, but I kept forgetting.
I never got peed on, and it makes me sad.
Oh, no.
That's such an out of context.
But that's the other thing. It's like if you felt random drips, you wouldn't know why unless you looked up and saw that you're going under the bed.
And we're back after a slight mishap. The child lost her binky.
Or pacifier, if you don't know what that is.
Where were we?
You were sad you didn't get peed on.
Oh, right. Anyways, you walk under the bed. There's, you know, dry mats underneath you. And on our tour, the lady's just like, oh yeah, if you're walking through here and you feel drips on you, what's above you? And we're all like, a bed. And she's like, who lays on the bed? And we're like, probably Lila. And she goes, what do little kids do? And everybody's like, they pee the beds.
I mean, it makes sense because you have a whole mattress to go through, so you're just getting drips.
Uh-huh.
Not full-on drenched. So, thematically makes sense.
Yes. But it's my turn.
Yeah. 6.
Number 6. Gulkin.
Okay. I'm honestly surprised this isn't higher for you.
Same.
Okay.
That was a really good house.
Pretty.
The centerpiece, the flaming totem,
mm-hmm.
that was cool. The big Gulkin you walk into.
Also really cool.
That was cool. Everything was just cool. The end.
Okay.
You're number 6?
My Terrifier? Number 6, shut up.
Are you kidding me?
Shut up. What? Number six. Was another house that wasn't scary. I was expecting it to be more scary, but it was more goofy.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Is that it? Is that all you have to say? Because you're breaking my heart.
I mean, like, it was cool, because I also... Another good thing about this house is you could tell the story in some parts. Like, you knew you were going through a bathroom.
Yeah, you really did.
Yeah. You also knew you were going through, like, one of those love tunnel swan rides things.
Mm-hmm.
And because it was a very well-lit house, especially the Christmas area where it was so well-lit, yeah. I could barely see. A little too much light in that area, but...
And then the arts in this house, they were so good.
Yes, they were good. And it, like I said, it was just... After watching the movies, I was expecting just to be scared more. I mean, it went up on my list. It went from, well, I guess 8 to 6.
Wow, I'm far.
Shut up.
Anyways, moving on. You're breaking my heart. How dare you. Number 5, FNAF.
Oh, well, okay, that... Wait, then what's your number 1? Oh, never mind. Okay.
Anyways, it was cool. Foxy, I think it is. Still isn't working.
Oh, okay. Yes, Foxy.
So when you're doing the house, Foxy is at the end of a hallway.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly on a track.
Mm-hmm.
And what does Foxy do in the movie and the video games? He runs at you.
Mm-hmm.
What is he not doing in this house? He's not running at you.
I know. And I know. For me, it was only fine. Because to me, I took it as in... Like, while I knew he was broken, I was like, it was still the anticipation of waiting for him to run that made me scared. But when, yeah,
the first time I saw him not run, every single time after that, I knew he wasn't going to run.
Because
if he wasn't fixed by the time we went, he's not going to be fixed by the time we left.
Yeah, that's disappointing. But
because the first time we got him, at least he was moving.
Yeah.
On the second time we went through it, he didn't do anything.
Moved. I think he still lit up.
He lit up, and did, but he didn't do anything.
But I don't know what he did, because I had walked by at that point.
The animatronics are amazing. They're tall, they're big, they're scary.
Danced with them.
I like how you can get so close to them, and you can look inside of them.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see the actual animatronic.
And they're huge.
Like, the actual inner workings of the animatronic.
Like, that first room is so creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Where they're doing the, ooh, yay, fun
And
dance.
Then they kind of power down. And
Did
then they
you
look
notice
at you.
That when, because I think it was, like, either the second or third time we went through that house, I watched each of them, or I tried to watch, like, how they power down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Freddy just kind of powers down. That's what he does.
Yeah.
And he kind of, like, does the whole eyes roll up into the back of the head type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But for Bonnie and Chica, they get, like, more suspicious, like, they're looking around kind of thing. So that was really interesting to see.
Yeah. Anyways, your number 5?
The Horrors of Wyatt 6.
Okay.
After hearing the story for this one, and you would be... I'm, like, sure the people who listen to this are, like... I'm surprised it's not number 10, considering our last episode.
Mm-hmm.
We had no recollection of the house at all.
Yeah. And then after doing the 6 house tour and then doing it again.
And also being able to spend a little more time in the line watching the video beforehand also kind of helped. Because...
Let's just say this house made me start watching the documentary.
Yeah.
And it's actually pretty good.
Because the first time... Like, I can understand not being a wrestling fan and having no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
You're jumping from one type of room to the other.
And you also can't really treat this as an original. Because after going through it with those glasses on, per se, going through it as an original, I didn't know what was going on. There was no cohesive story.
Yeah.
It was all disjointed. But then after watching the Q video, and then after going through the Unmasking the Horror tour, I was like, oh, this house actually makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually pretty good. And then I saw things that I didn't see before.
Mm-hmm. It also could have just been a house that does better if you do it multiple times. Because, you know,
once you get
over the scares, you can notice more. Because that's another thing we noticed. The first time we went through all the houses, terrified.
Couldn't
scared,
see anything.
Don't know what's going on. The second, third time, we're like, oh, yeah, hi, boo. Okay. Like, I'm still getting spooked a lot.
I wasn't. the last four houses that we did, I was just strutting through the house. I'm just like, oh.
Yeah, he was not holding on to my backpack.
Nope. I am a big scaredy cat, and so much so that I put, like, the first 1 to 2 run-throughs of each house, I was wearing loop earplugs.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes away a lot of the scare factor, because one of the main parts of the scare is that loud sound.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can take a good majority of that away, I won't get scared as much.
I wore it for a little bit in the Fallout house.
And you didn't like it.
I did not. Because for me, it took away, like, my sense of hearing. I was like, I don't like not being able to hear what's going on around me. And also, for me, it wasn't necessarily the, like, yes, sound still got me, but it was seeing stuff that scared me. Mm-hmm. It was people reaching out trying to grab me that scared me. Me focusing on one thing, then turning around and seeing something else. Which happened in this house. Which yes. is actually a perfect timing for that, because I think it was in the vampire area. I know you're thinking of a different scare that happened.
I'm not.
I'll bring it up. But in the vampire room, I saw some people getting scared, and the scare actor was still out when we walked by, so I was watching her
mm-hmm.
to make sure she didn't fully scare me, just to turn and have someone else be directly in my face.
I do not remember this.
So, good job, WWE. You're the only house that got me to legitimately scream.
I remember you screaming. Don't remember the scare. You're gonna, when we rewatch these houses, you're gonna have to point it out.
Yeah, yeah. But then the other scare was in the TV flickering room.
Oh.
Yeah, you thought that one was funny. But the, we, once again,
oh,
we're watching.
This was the best scare,
shut up.
I think, of the season. No, I'm gonna, so you're in that one, it's kind of like a hallway, but there's like the WWE TVs.
Mm-hmm.
And in that room, you have two scares right across from each other on the walls. And these two actors can come out, and a lot of times they come out at the same time. But usually they'll just, you know, pop out of their boo holes and look at you as you walk by. No, these actors, they fully stepped out of their boo holes and blocked the path and made you stop.
And then they both advanced at the same time.
Yeah, and then they both stepped forward.
Which means those were, like, really good scare actors who got each other's timings really well.
Mm-hmm.
But it also sucked because they scared the people before us, like, they did, like, a short little boo.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was like, okay, great, the people in front of us got the scare, just keep going. And nope, they pop right back out and block me, and I'm like, I may have ran into, like, a lot of walls, or not ran into, but
bumped,
I definitely
into.
Bumped into a lot of walls.
Yeah, that was the best scare.
Mm.
Other than, you know, like, stilt walkers, like, leaning way down and getting in your face, which they did a lot this year. Number 4, El Artista.
Oh, what on earth was your number 1?
You'll see.
Oh, never mind. Okay. I keep changing what I think is going to be your number 1.
Okay.
El Artista. I was bouncing between El Artista and the other one that I think.
This was a really good house. I love the use of the ghost effects and the swinging gargoyle over the ceiling.
We didn't get to go back into El Artista after the Unmasking the Horror Tour, did we?
Nope.
Darn. Okay. Because she told us of some... Or he told us...
He.
Yes. He told us of some... Zach, thank you.
Yep.
Sorry. I just got the two different tours mixed up. But he told us of different areas that do ghost effects. And I really wanted to see the one on the floor.
Oh, yeah. That where it's like
cool.
The artist dude.
Mm-hmm.
That's. I don't think that's a ghost effect. It's basically just plexiglass. So that first room you come into... The artist guy, I forget his name, he is just sitting there painting on his easel, and then there's a scare to your left, and it's a big stilt walker.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll see the floor, and then there's, like, this plexiglass on the floor that's leading to him. And underneath the floor, there's going to be this ghost, and it flies into him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would have liked to have seen that, though. Even though I know it wasn't, like, the Pepper's ghost effect or whatever, that would have been a cool thing to see something in the floor moving.
Yeah. Anyways, you're number 4.
That's it? That's all you got to say about it?
Pretty much. There's not much more to say. I liked it. It was good. It was a really fun house. I wish I did it again.
Yeah. Near the end of the thing, we're like, ugh, what do we go to? What do we have time for?
Yeah, at the end of the night, we're kind of like, if it's 30 minutes or less, we'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was getting down to, like, okay, we have 1 hour to go do something.
Mm-hmm.
and everything was like an hour or more.
Yeah. Anyway, what were four?
Yeah.
Hatchet and Chains.
Wow.
Mainly because this was another one of those really pretty houses to me.
Mm-hmm.
And except for the last room, which was kind of not well done.
Yeah.
But everything else, story very good.
Yep.
There's one scare actress that we kept seeing for the grandma, which we recognized on our, third time going through.
Oh, we're she like, was oh, good. Yeah. Like, we've seen two different grandmas, and the one grandma we saw two times.
Mm-hmm.
She was really good. She got into her role. She knew her lines
because
she was mouthing the lines.
Yeah.
Perfectly. To the point where I'm like, is she actually talking?
But yeah, it was a very pretty house. This is another house that was memorable for the scares for me. Mm-hmm. The one cowboy in the graveyard.
Yeah, because he got you really good one time. And then
the first time, I think.
The next time we went through the house, the next day, he got me really good.
Because he reached out. No.
He did not reach out for me. He shoved his face in front of mine.
Oh.
So as I'm walking, I'm just, you know, holding on to your backpack, and he just shoves his face in front of mine, and I had to, like, move out of the way.
No, for me, it was like, he, like, full on, like, reached his whole body and arm in front of me. And I was like, nope. I'm good. And not to mention, he's, like, also kind of silly looking back. He's a skeleton cowboy looking kind of thing, but don't pop out and do not get in my personal bubble. Those scares I hate.
I like those. Anyways, are you ready for top three?
Here we go.
Would you like to guess my number three?
I'm trying to remember what's even left. Oh, you have that one, and which one have you not said?
Take a guess. Number three.
It's the one that I can't remember that you haven't said yet. What have you not said yet? I don't know, because I can only remember two that you haven't said yet.
Then pick from the two.
Terrifier.
Nope.
Okay.
WWE.
Oh, I thought you already said that one. That's why. Okay. So 10 to 3 for you.
Oh, yeah, pretty much. I really like this house. The first time I went through this house, it probably would have stayed near the bottom of my list.
Mm-hmm.
After going through the unmasking of the tour and probably watching some of the documentary, it shot it way up my list.
Mm-hmm.
And doing it two more times after that.
Because just the care put in it.
The care put into it. The scares in this house. The sound was really good in this house.
Mm-hmm.
That one scare where they both like come out at the same time and walk towards us.
Mm-hmm.
That shot it up my list.
The light up at the end too.
Oh, when you're walking down that one hallway and each of the members of the Wyatt Six are coming out of their boot holes. And I think it's Bray Wyatt at the very end, standing there next to his rocking chair, I think it was. And he's just standing there at the end of the hallway. And if you get that scare right, there's lights above you. And what happens is when he hits his trigger, the first light closest to you when you first enter that hallway will turn on. And then the next one, and then the next one, and then the next one. And then it lights him up. And they're all turning on in the color red.
It's one of those scares that is best worked if timed perfectly for you.
And we got it nearly perfectly.
Oh, well, then that was for you. Because I saw, like, the last two lights because I saw him light up red.
Oh, no. When we walked into that room, the first light was already on, but we got the rest of them.
Oh, then I probably just didn't notice it then.
Yeah, it's faint, but it's noticeable.
Okay.
I don't know. I just really liked it.
Great house.
Great house. You're number three?
El Artista.
Makes sense.
So pretty. I love this house. The facades were just gorgeous.
Okay. They said there's three distinct facades. That's stretching it. There is a lot of magnificent big rooms that you go through.
Because there's the main house.
That is a facade.
There is the courtyard type of thing.
That could be classified as a facade.
In probably the last room with the big, another courtyard type of thing with the tree. Is that the last one?
I think that is the last one. I wouldn't count that as a facade, though.
I don't know.
It's big and green and looks amazing.
Either that or we're forgetting another room.
Probably. I don't know. Or the conservatory.
Oh, boo. Because one isn't as great as the other. It was still amazing.
Well, yeah, that's why I said it's still great.
I'm also glad that we went to the masking whore, because I was like, so what did happen to the artist at the end? Because I know when we, because I think we went through it twice before doing the unmasking the whore tour, I think. And I was like, okay, I saw him at the end, I think. But like, what happened? Apparently, yeah, he died, and you're seeing his ghost at the end. So, woo.
Yep. Anyways, number two.
Because I wish I spoke Spanish. That would probably also enhance that house a little bit by understanding what he's saying.
Yeah. Anyways, number two, would you like to guess?
Okay. So, Terrifier.
No.
Oh, okay.
Fallout.
Okay. I just got them out of the wrong order.
Very nostalgic. Lots of Easter eggs if you played the games and watched the show. It was just an all-around great house for me. I just really liked it.
But what about that one screen room? That's just a big, empty room with rad roach.
It's one room.
Okay.
Because how are they supposed to transition you from coming out of the vault into that wasteland?
Didn't they also change the lighting?
Possibly. I don't know.
Because I feel like the first time we went through it, it was more orangey, and then the second time it was dark.
I honestly don't remember.
Okay.
Anyways, really good house. That's all I'm gonna say about it. It's
you
nostalgic.
You got the fanboy in it.
Pretty much. Good music.
Okay.
Your number two.
You want to guess my number two?
I have no idea what's left.
Okay. Gulkin.
Makes sense.
I ranked it really high because another, like I said, pretty houses. They're just gonna be ranked really high. I had high expectations for this house. It was number four, moved up to two. So, it was just, you know, that giant fire thing, the giant Gulkin creature, which got me pretty good the first time because I was so focused on the small actor that came out in the same room. And then I look up, I'm like, oh, you're there too.
Mm-hmm.
And then seeing the Unmasking the Horror tour and seeing like the arms and just, ooh, so creepy. But yeah, I really like that house. So good. I ranked it high. Because it was another one where it was like, you kind of get the story of a big giant thing kind of attacking a village.
Yeah. Anyways, number one.
Oh, I also like the spinny signs.
Oh yeah, the spinny signs were good.
I know there's a specific name for it, and we were told it.
And
I do not remember.
Don't remember it. Number one, if you've been paying attention, Terrifier.
Ooh.
I really like this house. I loved going through.
Putting it so low.
This was the comedy house.
Yes.
Which is weird to say with how much gore was in it. This was the comedy house.
Weren't we told there was like 35 bodies in that house or something?
Yeah, upwards of that number.
Like the most bodies they've put in the house, which makes perfect sense. I was also wrong about there being a child in the house. I thought it was a child, like the silhouette, but it's not. It was just the iconic upside down kill.
Yeah.
It just, I guess when I first watched it, I was like, child, but
I can see that. Anyways, it was really cool. A lot of, like, good. I didn't really get, so I got scared, obviously, through the first time through it. But, like, second and third time, I was like, oh, this is fun. Hello, Art. Good job, Art. And then, like, the first time we went through it, Art's just up there on his balcony. And he looked at us, and he's like, go to the wet path.
He looks so annoyed when we did it.
And then I pointed towards a dry path, and he scowled at me. And then as we walked through, he gave me an even harder scowl. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry.
It's like, he's going to find me afterward. I'm so sad we didn't see Art on our trip.
I think they're confining him to the queue now. Because he's amassing such a big crowd every time he comes out. Because it's everybody who comes out and they shove their phones in his face with lights on.
And it kind of gets rid of the creepy effect.
Yeah, which is unfortunate. Anyways, Terrifier. Love the house. Wish I could go through it again. Hopefully they'd bring him back.
We did go through the wet path.
Yes, we did.
I don't think we mentioned that. We did go through it. It was not...
Oh, that was funny.
Wet.
There's a good story. So, if you walk slowly through it, yeah, I can see how you get drenched. If you just walk briskly through it, you're fine. Your torso will get mildly damp.
Mm-hmm.
Think of it as the rain is starting in Florida and you are 20 steps away from getting inside of a store.
Undercover.
That's how wet you're going to get. Your shoes aren't going to get soaked. You're not going to be dripping wet when you come out of the house. You're fine.
And since they got rid of
But
oh, okay.
So we came out of the house. It was literally, I was the very back. everybody behind me, we got stopped.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a line of people inside the wet portion just getting drenched.
Rained on.
Like, for a solid, like, minute.
We just happened to exit that hallway at the good time.
Yeah.
Because what stopped us was a cast change.
Mm-hmm.
Because they blocked off the whole thing, and then we saw the cast change people later on after we exited.
So I found that hilarious. Anyways, you're number one. Let me guess, FNAF.
Of course.
Makes sense.
I mean, I was blown away by the house. Like, I had high expectations, but they were even better than I expected. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I was like, oh, yeah, there's going to be puppets. Like, ooh. Even the puppets look good. Like they're animatronics.
That's true.
It's like, oh. Like, granted, I feel bad because the second time we went through the house? Second or third time? It was the second night, and I was exhausted. I was so tired. I crashed as soon as we got back to the hotel room. But I was so tired and out of it that I was just walking through the house like, I don't care what's happening. Oh, you gotta go spook. Ooh. Honestly, I think I got lucky too, because we were not really getting jump scared that time. So I don't know what would have happened if I actually legitimately got scared, which is probably a good thing. I probably would have fallen or something. But because I was so tired, I probably looked drunk to some people. But yeah, like even tired, I was still like, oh, hi, Chica. But anyway. I love that house. It was just so great. And I was just very giddy and fangirling all over the place.
Yes, you were.
And little dance party in the front room.
That is true. Good dance party.
Also, the ghost kids. Those got me. Because they kept surprising me. Because, you know, you have the big puppets, the big animatronics, and then suddenly a little person's just coming out of nowhere.
Yeah.
So, good.
Anyways, those are our house rankings.
Also, I will conclude, because I want to say this before we forget, our Halloween Horror Nights kind of came full circle, because we got to see both our RIP guide and our Unmasking the Horror guide.
Yes, that was fun.
That same night, and we're like, oh, we get to both say hi to them again.
So. Oh, we do need a shout out, Marianne. That was our RIP guide. She was great.
Yes.
This is her first year doing RIP. She said she would check out the podcast. Marianne, you did great.
We loved you.
If I can request you again next year, I will be requesting you again.
And Zach for our Unmasking the Horror 6 House Tour.
Yes. He doesn't get as much praise because this was not his first year. This is like his 6th year or something like that. Mm. Still did great, though. Good job, Zach. Better props to Marianne.
I mean, we also had a really good group with him because everyone was asking questions and contributing information.
We did get somebody from California. And he's like, why is your event better than ours? And he's like legitimately asking it. And our tour guide's like, budget.
And also the fact that their big studios are actually being used for movies.
Yeah. Whereas ours are like Horror Nights.
Yep.
Anyways, that is the end of the episode. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.